Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode's going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is March 2nd, 1954, and the title is Cross-Examination. A lot of trial names lately. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Cross-Examination. In the 1870s, Sam Devlin was the only lawyer in the little western town of Frontier. Sam wanted to make a lot of money in a hurry, and he didn't care how he made it. In planning the murder of John Smedley, who ran the livery stable, he overlooked no detail. Of course, Sam had no way of knowing that the Cisco Kid would shortly be riding into the town, and that Cisco knew and liked the Smedley brothers, John and Pete. As our story opens, it's early evening, and Sam Devlin is sitting in his office watching the misty rain drift down over the town when...
Maybe that's Danny Archer.
Sam, Pete's riding into town. He's most here.
Shut up, you fool. Want the whole town to know? Come on in here. Now, is Pete riding to the livery stable?
Well, he most always does, Sam. He puts his horse up at his brother's livery stable, and then he goes to the cafe for his supper. You wanted me to watch and tell you when I saw him ride to town.
Yeah, he might not put his horse at the stable tonight, though. Not after that quarrel him and John had at the store yesterday.
Yes. Oh, they patched that up, Sam. What? Just before they rode off, I saw him shake hands.
Are you sure of that, Donnie?
I got eyes, ain't I?
I don't believe anybody else saw him shake hands, though.
No, I think I was the only one who saw him.
All right, then. Now's my chance. Hand me that rifle, Danny.
Yeah. You're going to kill John, as you said, Sam?
That's right. And then I'm going to prove that Pete killed him. Then you, being a distant cousin and the only living relative of the Smedleys, you'll get the Smedley property after they hang Pete. And I'll buy that property from you, Danny.
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to take part in any killing.
Maybe you'd rather have me tell the sheriff about that murder of the old trapper last year?
No, Sam, please, no. Besides, that was just self-defense.
You got no way of proving it was self-defense, Danny. So to a jury, it would be murder.
Please don't tell him, Sam. Don't tell him. I'll do as you say.
And you'll also testify in court that you saw Pete shoot down his brother?
Yeah, sure. Only... I get mixed up when I have to talk in front of people, Sam. I get mixed up when
All right. I'll take care of that. Come on. The sheriff's still in his office, Donnie. Now, as soon as I shoot, you run and get him.
All right.
And by the time the sheriff arrives, Pete will be bending over his brother. Come, wait. This is far enough.
Here comes Pete.
Mm-hmm. That lantern light in the stable outlines John nicely. All right, stoop down in front of me, Donnie. I want to use your shoulder for a rifle.
Yeah.
Now, wait. That's good. Now, I'll wait just a second. There. Hold still, Donnie. I'm going to draw a bead on John. That's it. I got him. Now, I'll get back to the office, Donnie, and you hustle for the sheriff.
Thank you. How long ago, Señor John, get killed, Cisco?
Night before last, Pancho.
And they arrest Señor Pete for the murder?
Si.
Oh.
The trial is to start tomorrow morning.
Uh-huh.
They waste no time in this county, amigo.
But Cisco, Pancho, I think Señor Pete killed his brother. Señor Pete not kill nobody.
I do not think he killed Señor John either, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
That is why we are now riding into the town of Frontier.
Here's the jail, Cisco.
Ah, si. Hold up. Ho,
loco, ho, loco, ho.
Yeah. We will talk with the sheriff, Chico.
Si, talk with the sheriff.
Come on. Buenos dias, Señor Sheriff.
Buenos dias, Señor Sheriff.
Well, I'll be doggone if it ain't Cisco and Pancho.
It's nice to see you again.
Yeah, same to you, Cisco. But what brought you back to Frontier?
This murder trial, Sheriff.
Oh.
Would it be possible for us to talk to Señor Pete?
Sure thing. Come on, I'll take you to him.
Gracias.
Yeah, down this way. Just between you and I, Cisco, there's something mighty peculiar about this murder. Here's Pete. Hey, Pete, here's a couple of friends of yours.
Well, Cisco, Pancho.
Well, very sorry to find you in here, Señor Pete.
Pancho, I think you stayed here long neither, Señor Pete.
Well, I sure didn't kill John. He was dead when I got to the stable. Hope you believe that, Cisco.
Si, I do believe you, Señor.
Cisco and Pancho, no, do not kill Señor John.
You know, I can't understand why Donnie Archer swears he saw me kill John.
Donnie Archer? Oh, he is the hombre who does odd jobs around the town, is he not?
That's right, Cisco.
Yeah, lately he's been working for Sam Devlin most of the time.
Oh, and who is Sam Devlin?
He's the lawyer in town. Kind of a shifty hombre, I'd say, but smart.
We go see this Donnie Archer, Cisco, no?
Perhaps, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Is Devlin defending you, Señor Pete?
No, he's prosecuting.
Oh? Then who is defending you?
Nobody. I guess I'll just have to conduct my own defense, Cisco.
Ain't any other lawyer in town.
Señor Pete, tell me all the circumstances of your brother's murder, all that you know. Then Pancho and I will do all we can to help you.
Well, there ain't much to tell, Cisco. I was riding to John's livery stable and I heard a shot. I didn't pay much attention to it.
Now, Donnie, in court tomorrow morning, I'm going to ask you to describe that killing.
Well, I don't know as I can, Sam. I get all mixed up.
Now, wait a minute. Tell me. Just what are you going to say?
I say John was lying on the stable floor when Pete rolled up.
No.
Well, then tell me what to say, Sam.
All right. Now, listen. I'm going to sit down at this desk. I'm going to write it out for you in this pad of paper.
Oh, yeah, and I'll read that in court, huh?
No, you blithering fool. You won't read it in court. You'll take it home and study it and memorize it. Memorize it, understand?
All right, I'll memorize it.
Word for word. Oh, this blasted pencil. A hard lid. We'll have to bear down on it.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's coming, Sam.
Hmm? Oh, I'll put this away for now. Oh, come in.
It's the Cisco Kid.
What?
See, Daddy. You are Sam Devlin, the lawyer?
Yeah. I've heard plenty about you, Cisco. Never met up with you before, though. What do you want here?
I understand you are going to conduct the prosecution in the trial of Señor Pete Smedley, Señor Devlin.
That's right.
I also understand there is no lawyer available to defend Señor Pete.
That's his hard luck.
I think not, Señor. I came here to tell you that I will conduct his defense.
Cisco get him free, too.
Are you a member of the bar, Cisco?
No, I am not.
Then you can't conduct Smedley's defense.
We will see what the judge has to say about that. I am not asking your permission, Devlin. I am giving you notice that I will cross-examine this hombre here for the defense. I am told he claims to be an eyewitness to the murder.
Well,
Then you had better have all your wits about you in court tomorrow morning. Come, Pancho.
He not got no wits to have about him, Cisco.
What are we going to do, Sam? I don't want to be cross-examined.
Don't worry. We'll go right ahead as we planned, Donnie. And if this Cisco Kid gets in my way, I'll treat him the same way I treated John Smedley.
Order in the court.
Yeah, hold it.
Go on, Donnie.
I happen to be standing near the back of the cafe where I could see into the stable. I saw Pete ride into the stable, get off his horse, draw his gun, and shoot down John. Then I left for the sheriff.
Order, I say. Proceed, Mr. Devlin.
That's all, Your Honor, unless the defendant wishes to question the witness.
Your Honor, I hereby ask the court permission to defend Senor Pete Smedley.
Your Honor, I object. This is highly irregular.
Just shut your mouth, or Pancho climb all over you.
Pancho.
Order! I want order in this court, and I want it right now.
But Cisco is not a member of the bar, Your Honor.
Quite true, Mr. Devlin. Yet this court is more concerned with fair dealing and justice than with formalities. Cisco, you may proceed with the defense.
Objection.
Objection overruled.
Exception.
Proceed, Cisco.
Your Honor, gentlemen of the jury, I will ask the witness to repeat what he last told us.
You mean about seeing John get shot?
See?
I happened to be standing near the back of the cafe where I could see into the stable. I saw Pete ride...
That is enough, Donnie. Since you are repeating word for word what you said before, and in exactly the same manner, anyone can see that you have committed the words to memory.
Your Honor, I object.
Order! Order! Objection overruled. Proceed, Cisco.
Your Honor, I ask that this court be adjourned until tomorrow morning. My reason is for time to bring in new and pertinent evidence.
He's just calling for time.
Mr. Devlin, I will not have this trial rushed. Furthermore, Cisco's request is reasonable. Court is adjourned until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
So far, so good, Cisco.
Sheriff, go over to that stable and hunt some more for the bullet that killed Senor John. It must be embedded in the floor in the side of one of the stalls.
All right, Cisco.
Pancho, you come with me.
Yeah.
I want to get into Devlin's office before he gets there. Come on, quickly. Bueno. The window is unlocked, Pancho.
What we do in the lawyer's office, Cisco?
I want to take a look at this desk.
Huh?
No, wait. This wastebasket of his.
What you look for?
Well, it may be the... what have we here?
That's no good, Cisco. That's just a piece of paper. Nobody write on it.
We'll take it over where there's more light.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, look, Pancho.
Yeah, let me see.
This paper has indentations of a hard pencil from writing on a page above.
What that mean?
I hope Devlin will write out those instructions to Donnie on a pad of paper, and that is just what he did. Look. You can see it says... I happened to be standing near the back...
That's what Donnie say in the court, Cisco.
Exactly.
Oh.
What he said was written out for him by
the... All right, get your hands up, Cisco. You too.
Hey, is Devlin on by, Cisco?
Breaking into my office, huh? That gives me the right to shoot you both down, and that's just what I'm going to do right now.
Stay up, Pancho. Tell the boss.
And if he can, Sam Devlin will make good his threat to kill both Cisco and Pancho. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Now, back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Cross-Examination. Arriving in the town of Frontier and learning that his friend, Pete Smedley, was to be tried for the murder of his brother, John, the Cisco Kid undertook to defend Pete in court. Convinced that the testimony of the witness, Donnie Archer, was false, Cisco entered the office of the prosecuting lawyer, Sam Devlin, and found proof that the testimony had been written out. Just then, Devlin burst into the office with drawn gun and fired two shots at Cisco and Pancho. Now,
come to your carriage with that gun, Louis. I will take it from you.
You can't break into my office like this.
Perhaps I cannot, but I did. Give me that gun. Back over in that corner.
All right, but I'll get you for this, Cisco. Don't think I won't.
I do not think I will worry about that, hombre. Pancho, you all right?
Si, Cisco. Pancho, all right. Pancho just slipped and fall and bang his head on the edge of the table.
I'll help you to your feet.
Oh, gracias.
Yeah, there you are.
Aye.
We'll go now, Devlin. And I will look forward to meeting you in court tomorrow morning.
You're going to meet me before tomorrow morning. Don't think you're not. Hey, Donnie, come over here.
Be right there, Sam. What do you want?
Wait. Donnie. That blasted Cisco kid may spoil our plan.
Oh, he's a smart hombre, Sam.
We can't take any chances of having this trial continue another day.
Then what are we going to do?
There's at least a dozen men in this town that hate Pete Smedley. I can influence a few more. Donnie, come night, we're going to storm that jail and lynch Pete. Come on, let's get to work.
Mark and the paper, Cisco, they make the jury think that Senor Pete not kill his brother, huh?
That does not prove he did not, Pancho.
No?
It merely means that the lawyer Devlin wrote out the testimony he wanted Donnie Archer to give.
Oh, then the marks and the paper no good, Cisco.
They will help us, amigo. Along with a few other things I intend to mention.
Uh-huh.
Now, the sheriff has only found the bullet.
He hit the stable, Cisco, and there the sheriff. He's still hung for the bullet.
You had any luck, Senor Sheriff?
No, blast it all. I swear, I've gone over this stable inch by inch, Cisco, and I can't find a sign of it.
Well, we will help you. On the way here, Sheriff, we stopped by the back of the cafe.
Where that dummy hombre say he looked into the stable, Sheriff.
Yeah.
And if the bullet was fired into the stable from that point, as I suspect it was, it would be at an angle that would be just about like this.
So the bullet would come into the left side of the stable.
See, and if that is true, the bullet having passed through Senor John's body would be just about here. So, wait. Yeah, Pancho, let me take your knife.
Easy, Cisco. What'd you find?
Look.
Wait.
The floor has been splintered right here.
Ooh.
Does not show very much.
No.
But if the bullet went in here at an angle, it would not show very much.
What that, Cisco? Cisco find the bullet, no?
And I found something, Pancho.
Oh, well.
I think that...
By thunder, that is the bullet, Cisco. Well, at least it's a hunk of lead.
It is the bullet, Sheriff.
The bullet flattened out, Cisco.
See, it naturally would. This is a big caliber, Sheriff.
Yeah. Better take it to Mike Fitch, Cisco. He'll identify the caliber for you. He's a gunsmith.
Now, let's take it to him at once. Un momento.
Cisco, that lawyer talked to some hombres on the street.
That is just what I am looking at, Pancho. I do not like the confidential way he is talking, either.
Oh, a lot of hombres on the street.
Say.
What you suppose he's up to, Cisco?
I hope it is not what I think it is, Senor Sheriff. But just in case, you had better get back to the jail pronto. Pancho and I will join you as soon as we leave the gunsmiths. I do not like the looks of this at all.
That was a mighty good job, Sam.
Yeah. Wasn't bad, was it, Danny?
Well, I don't see how you do it.
Hmm?
You know, I would just get so mixed up talking to the boys like that.
Well, everything's all arranged now. There'll be 15 or 20 men in that lynching party, Danny.
You know, that sure got him when you told him Pete had gone bad and Pete was planning to kill some of them off if he went free.
Yeah. And it helped when I told him the Cisco kid was going to help Pete get a few of them, too. Yeah, it doesn't take much to get a mob started, Danny. You just have to know how.
I guess you know how, Sam. Then I won't have to get up in court tomorrow, will I? That scares me.
Well, if things go the way I expect them to, you won't have to. Because not only Pete will be dead, but the Cisco kid will be dead, too.
Senor Sheriff, look outside. It's getting dark. For the last time, will you please get Senor Pete out of this jail before that mob gets here?
No, Cisco, he stays here.
Ay, Santo, Cisco know what he talk about, Senor Sheriff. Cisco always know what he talk about.
In the first place, I don't believe there'll be any lynch in the temple.
You do not believe so?
No.
Madre mia. Just walk out on the street and look around you. Groups of men gathered on the corners. None of them smiling or joking. And when you walk past them, they fall silent. How can you doubt they are planning a lynching?
Cisco, I got respect for your judgment most of the time, but I ain't gonna run like a scared rabbit from men I know.
Have you ever faced a mob, Senor Sheriff?
No, but I know...
When they are in a mob, they are men you do not know, but they are not themselves. Listen, here they come.
Still got the time, Sheriff.
Not a question of being frightened. It's a matter of common sense. They could set fire to this jail.
No, Cisco. The prisoner stays in this jail.
Senor Sheriff, I have respect for the law always, but I do not always respect the lack of common sense shown by some of the law's officials. Get your hands up, Sheriff.
Are you pulling a gun on me, Cisco?
Get them up quickly. Pancho, get the sheriff's guns.
Si, Cisco.
Also, get his keys.
Pancho, get the keys, Cisco.
Now, go and let Senor Pete out of his cell. Unlock the back door and go out that way. Both of you, get on loco. When you are mounted, call to me and I will join you.
But, Cisco, you need help with your mind, Pancho.
Do as I say, Pancho.
Si, Cisco.
Now, Sheriff, if you will change your mind and help me, you may have your guns back.
No, Cisco. If you go through with this, I'll get a posse out after you.
Very well. Turn around. Put your hands behind your back. I'll have to put these handcuffs on you.
I'm mighty sorry for this, Cisco.
I have no time to talk with you, Sheriff. I must do my best to hold these mob. Hey,
anybody on the lorry?
The first one who takes just one step more gets a bullet. I said, here we go on. That's just what I meant.
Come on, Cisco! Come on, Cisco! Go! Cisco!
Get your hands away from the gun, lorry!
Get out of there, Cisco.
I can't wait to see your feet. Follow me, Pancho. Up, get out.
Well, the men
now! Horn still session. First case on the docket, clerk.
Your Honor.
Yes, Mr. Devlin.
I ask that the jury render an automatic verdict of guilty, inasmuch as the prisoner broke jail last night, thereby admitting his guilt tacitly.
Wow. Order! Order! The process of law, Mr. Devlin, requires proof of guilt, not tacit admission. However, I...
Let us go here, please.
Hide away, officer. He comes through. Hide away.
Let's go. I got a warrant for your arrest on the charge of aiding and abetting a prisoner of the law to escape.
Very well, Senor Sheriff. But before you serve that warrant, I would like the court's permission to speak.
All right, Judge.
Order! Order! Well, Cisco, what have you got to say for yourself?
I have this to say, Your Honor. If Pancho and I had not helped Senor Pete Smedley get away from that jail last night, there would be no prisoner here in this courtroom this morning. He would have been lynched.
Order! Order!
I grant I went against the law as it reads. But since the law is only for the protection of lives and property and rights, and since a life was saved by our action, I feel I'm entitled to ask the court's indulgence.
Your Honor!
Sit down, Mr. Devlin. Huh. I know of the attempted lynching. I also know something of the circumstances.
Yeah, the Devlin hombre sit down quick.
Proceed, Cisco.
With your permission, I will now attempt to prove that the murder of Senor John Smedley was not committed by his brother, Senor Pete. Your Honor, gentlemen of the jury, here is the bullet that killed Senor John. It was identified as a .44-40 caliber bullet, a rifle bullet, by Senor Mike Fitch, who in a moment I will ask to take the witness stand. A rifle bullet, gentlemen. And when Senor Pete was arrested, he had only his six guns of .32 caliber.
Your Honor, I object to such testimony.
Overruled.
Exception.
Go on, Cisco.
This is not a large town, and the .44-40 is not a common caliber in this country. Johnny Archer, quickly. Who owns the .44-40?
Sam Devlin does.
No, no, that's the regular.
He's the only one in town that owns the .44-40. Order! In the car.
I guess we'd better run for it.
Run for it, nothing. Not before I get that Cisco kid.
Look out, Cisco! Hurry, throw the gun! Wait on Cisco! Shoot the gun out of his hand!
Sheriff, place Devlin and Archer under arrest.
No, no, not me. Sam killed Pete. Archer!
Shut up, you fool!
Something tells me, Pancho, that this trial is just about over.
Yeah, just about over, Cisco.
The longer you live, the more you will know that the law is much bigger than any criminal.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
The sheriff not arrest us after all, huh?
Well, he could not very well arrest us after it was proved that the Devlin hombre was the murderer.
Uh-huh.
And especially after the judge advised him to tear up that warrant.
Si. Now that trial all over and say your Pete go free, Pancho is very hungry.
That is a normal state of affairs, amigo. Where would you like to go to eat?
What about the elite cafe, Cisco?
I am not in favor of going there, Chico. No, no.
No?
The last time I went there, the chicken was just about as tough as a stone.
Tough as a stone, Cisco?
Yeah, tough as a stone.
Oh, well, Pancho tells you why that chicken is tough as a stone.
You can tell me, Pancho?
Yeah, Pancho can tell you, Cisco.
Oh, very well, then. Why was that chicken as tough as a stone?
Because it was a Plymouth Rock chicken, Cisco.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns, and don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to otnetcast.com. Again, that's otnetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.